Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 29th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad Hoyu Masin Masois. How did they light the fires? We mentioned the previous Mishnah that they would spread the word to the Goyla, to the rest of the population, Jewish population, by means of having fires. How would they do the fires? Mevin klunsois shaleres arukin. They would bring long poles of cedar wood. It's a tough wood, doesn't burn quickly. Vekonim, and they would bring twigs. Ve'atze shemen, and they would bring wood that's coming from an oil tree. Now, there are different opinions as to what type of a tree this was. Some say it was a tree that had sap, that you produced an oil from which they would use to make tar. Others say that it's a nickname for an olive tree. Different opinions. Un oires shel pishtan, and they would take also the broken bits of the chaff of the flax plants when they would comb it. So when they would comb it, then the tops of the stalks would fall off, and they would use this as well. And taking all these ingredients together, v'chorech b'mshicha, he would tie it all together with a rope or with string at the top of the pole. Va'oila l'rosh ha'har, and with those combustible things at the top of the pole, he would go up to the top of the mountain. Umatzis benasur, and then put the fire on. Light that pole, or the end of the pole, with fire, set it on fire. Umoluch umevi umalo umerud, and he would wave it to and fro and up and down so that people could see these are the fires that to announce that Rosh Chodesh had been declared on the 30th day of the month. Ad shiroyes chaber, and he would do that until he would see his friend, Shehu oisechen b'rosh ha'arasheni, that was doing so on the next mountain, v'chen b'rosh ha'arashlishi, and then the second one would wait until the third one would be doing it, the third mountain, and so you'd have the tops of all the mountains with fires going on top of them or being held on top of them. From which mountain would they start the fires? What would be the mountains that they would first start the rolling, system? Mahara Mishcha Lasartaba. They would start it from the Mount of Mishcha. Mishcha means literally anointing. It's actually Harazesim, the Mount of Olives. Lasartaba. And then they would wave that to see that the person standing on Har Sartaba. Sartaba is a mountain that protrudes in the mountains, in the Shomron Mountains, Sumerian Mountains. And it was on the Gvul, on the border of Emek Yarden, opposite the mountains of Gilad, on the eastern side of the Jordan. Umisartaba Ligrafina. And then the person on Sartaba would make sure that the next mountain, which was Grapina, would be able to see it and wave. He too would set it alight and wave and up and down and to and fro. O Megarpina l'Chavron, and from there to another mountain called Chavron. Chavron was already a high mountain in the end of the eastern side of the Jordan, today Syria. O Mechavron the Beis Biltin, and from Chavron they would go to Beis Biltin. It's a mountain between the eastern border of Israel and the border of Iraq or Bovel. Umbi Beis Biltin. But from there, from Beis Biltin, they didn't have to do any more of this messaging with the fires. Ela Moilach or Mevi or Mala Moirid, he would simply go wave his pole, but to and fro, up and down, until he would see the entire diaspora in front of him, like a fire, like a whole thing on fire. The Gemara explains when it says Goyla, the diaspora, it refers to Pompadissa in Babel. Pompidissa, a large city that had Jews in Bavel, a lot of Yidden there. Each person there would take a torch and go up to the top of his roof, and each one of them would spread the word that it was Kiddush HaChodesh, that they've already been there, sanctified the new month. In this way, by the fact that the whole Goyla was lit up, the whole diaspora there was, you could see fires on everybody's roofs, that would also allow the people in Beis Biltin, that last mountain that would have the torches on it, that would allow the people there to realize, ah, Bnei Bovel have now seen it as well, and they would and the mission is accomplished.